There's a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I am Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 12th, 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, that's the main site. Look down, scroll down to the other sites I have up there and bookmark them for future use, because once in a while the big servers go down and this way you can always get latest downloads by the alternate sites. There's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. You know, these are the official sites I have. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net, cuttingthroughthematrix.us, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, Alan Watts, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, Alan Watts, sentinel.eu. The last one is a European site, has the audios the rest have for downloads, but it also has a lot of transcripts for download written in the various languages of Europe of quite a few of the talks that I've given. And these are the official sites. Anything else is bogus. There's no MySpace out there with me on it. There's no Twitter. There's none of that stuff. It's all there on that site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and the official sites. So beware out there. It's had three go up at the weekend that weren't mine, different sites, with my name in it, of course, and even a Twitter page as well. So that's what you have to watch these days. Make sure you know who you're looking at and don't be fooled by disinfo merchants. Now, you are the listeners who bring me to you. There's nothing backing me here except you. And when there's even less backing than there is, I'll just go and do other things. So it's up to you to keep me going. I don't depend on other people doing it. There's only the same people donate over and over again. And thousands listen. Because we live in an age where everyone thinks everything should be free. And they don't realize that everything that's free out there has a price down the road. And the price generally is to steal your mind from you and get all your data from you as well and do personality profiles on you. That's what all the free stuff's for. That's what the Facebook and all that stuff is for. It's been admitted to as well, by the way. And the big group that runs the world have thousands and thousands of private corporations that fronts for them. The CIA set up dozens and dozens and dozens of real corporations back in the 60s, even as back as the 50s, in fact, the 60s and 70s, right up to the present time. Real companies funded them into existence, made real products, and they're complete fronts because they have socio-political goals, like the Verichip, that's just combined with another company. And so you have to be very, very careful. And the same thing's happening with your information. It's not for you. Mind you, they'll give you lots of things to drag you in, to tempt you, but you pay a price, as I say. A lot of folk today don't mind because we've been brought up with no real brain in their head except the one that's been indoctrinated into them, and they don't mind giving out all their information. In fact, they see no point in having any privacy. They're good, happy slaves. Now, as I say too, it's up to you to keep me going, so you can look at my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, see what's for sale there, and I've probably got a few things for sale because I don't have time to do anything else. That keeps me going, or donate to me through PayPal. You can use personal checks for Canada, US. Outside the Americas, you can use MoneyGram, Western Union, and you can also use cash. Some people just send cash, and that's fine with me. And those who get their disc burned and passed to them, because they don't like computers, they play on CD players, I'll give you the address as to how you get in touch with me when I come back from this break.
Uh-huh. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Yeah, for those who get a disc burned and pass them to play on their CD players at home, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P, as in Peter, the number 3, E, as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N, as in Nora, and the number 1, P-3-E-4-N-1. And I look forward to hearing from you because I really need the help to keep going. Remember, all the ads on this show are paid by the advertisers straight to RBN for the radio time and for their equipment and their bills and for the staff. So it's up to you to keep me going. The history of the big movement that we're going through is a history of revolutions. And I've said many times in the past that most revolutions are bloodless, technically. Most are bloodless. They always have bloody ones going on across the world under the guise of policing. But to be honest with you, most revolutions are bloodless. And they're cultural changes. That's really what they're about, changing the culture. And if you go back into the histories of the big organizations that came out just prior to the French Revolution, and they wrote about it, they published a lot of their material. And then into the 1800s, you find more and more published works by some of the so-called revolutionaries themselves. And then towards the end of the 1800s, into the Marxist phase, into the 20th century, you find that the Fabians took over to deal with the West, the Fabian society. Now, I've always mentioned it, that the big revolutionaries of the past were not working people, working class people. And they were not just intelligentsia. They used intelligentsia to front for them, but they were funded by bankers, the bankers of their day. That's who funded them. Because the groups of bankers in those days had consortiums. They had cartels and monopolies. That's the only way you can grab a hold of money and keep a hold of it by keeping everybody else out. And the world that they envisaged would be an orderly society, as orderly as bookkeeping. That's what they did do. They were into bookkeeping, profit, loss, estimated profits, etc. All that kind of stuff is done by bookkeeping. Nice and tidy, you see. And for a future where you're going to loan out money to countries that might not be able to pay you back, they have to get international laws drafted up so that whatever country they lend money to, or all countries who were in conflict with each other, regardless of who won or lost, they were guaranteed to be paid. So if you lost a war, you still have to pay off your debt. And that was all tidied up and sewn up, really, by the 1800s, the end of the 1800s. They had that through various leagues, they called them, Concert of Europe and different big world meetings they had. And the leaders of all the big countries and the sovereigns would sign their name down to these kind of ideas, these treaties. Then it went into the League of Nations for World War I, and then you have the United Nations for the present time. And as I mentioned yesterday, and I read an article from the World Trade Organization, Mr. Pascal Lamy talked about the structures of global governance, and he refers to the fact they were set up long ago, as far back as he's admitting to there, to at least World War II, the Bretton Woods Agreement, and the signing of the UN Treaty at the end of World War II. He refers to them as structures of global governance. But what kind of governance? Well, as I say, it was back an awful long ways. And they used the socialist movements, many different types, in fact, always to confuse the issue. They have different varieties on the go at the same time, all funded from the same sources, I should say, knowing they'd bring them all together at the end into a big party, you might say. And throughout the 20th century, most of Europe went through, apart from the big wars that they had, which again was to change culture, and that's what Professor Carol Quigley said, that physical wars, the same as revolutions obviously, are meant to also change the culture of opposing parties. And it does, because government expands massively. They create bureaucracy after bureaucracy, and they get into private affairs like private ownership or farming. They took over all those industries. And after wars, they never let those ministries, they call them ministries, they never let them go. They're now part of the authorities. So you've changed society and the structure of society forever. And I've been lucky enough to have lived through some of the revolutions in the 20th century. Even as a toddler, I went through the phases of so-called sexual liberation. It was called a revolution, the sexual revolution. And it hit society like a ton of bricks all at once. And every major media, and being brought up in Britain, at the only time it was, the major media was the BBC. It was all getting put from the top down. No one in the BBC that worked there was allowed to come from any school, any place, but all, Eton. Eton, that's the only place to hire them from, to make sure it was a class that was running the lower classes. So here's the upper class pushing all this stuff and drugs at the same time. And even the fashion, as Plato said too, everything works together, drama, fashion, movies, all at the same time pushing this kind of happy, crazy, there's no consequences idea, because they brought out the birth control pill at the same time. That's something that they lacked. They tried this before, during the 20s, the roaring 20s, when they made booze cans a very nice places to visit, because they were bad. They were bad for the youth, you see, and prohibition, and brought in jazz, and the miniskirt too. They tried the miniskirt too, but that all the fallouts of venereal diseases, no penicillins, They had massive deaths from abortions, the actually abortion industries, and they didn't have the pill. So they would literally use the tax money of the public and from the government, of course, funneled it onto science to bring out something that would stop the consequences. And they brought the whole thing back much the same, and they changed it from jazz into what they called pop music, then rock music. And everyone takes it. When you're growing up, you're young, and something comes along that's made to, that's aimed right at you by experts, mind you, marketing experts. You just jump into it thinking it's for you. In fact, you think it is yours. And they sang songs like My Generation and stuff like that. It was all written by guys who were not members of your generation at all. That's how it's run. That's how you run culture. And we've had a lot of revolutions, cultural revolutions throughout the 20th century. And they need revolutions to ongo. This is how they said they'd fulfill the dream of an ordered, planned society. First, to get you to literally think you're free, do as you want sort of thing. But, of course, the intention was to destroy something they had to destroy, that Karl Marx talked about and many others, and that was destruction of the family unit had to go. You can't have a family unit there and people standing up for one person within that family when the government's after them. It's much easier when the government comes and there's no one to stand up for anybody, you see. And that's what they've accomplished today. The family unit technically is gone. It's in its death throes. So revolutions are very successful when they're planned, well-financed, and promoted from the top down, as everything must be. Anything that came out of the blue that was not planned from the top would be immediately crushed. Because, as Plato discussed himself, that any cultural changes from the bottom would cause a kind of ripple effect through society that was out of the elite's control. Therefore, it's not allowed. The greatest way, technique, is to say, is to make the public at the bottom think it's theirs, this revolution is theirs. It works every time. And there's always a political end, a socio-political end that comes out of it, planned, worked out, strategized, implemented, and it works perfectly. Now we're going through this greatest corner of all, and it's called the Green Agenda, the Green Revolution. Whenever you hear revolution coming out from mainstream, till it becomes a catchphrase, and all the media keeps using it, and all media gets their green correspondence at the same time, mind you, then you know you're going through a planned revolution. Planned. Once again, it's from the top down. The Green Revolution is a fantastic way to divert the public from their own governments. As they go down the hill, paying for it all, mind you, the governments will stand up and say, well, see, we can't do anything about it because we all agreed at the United Nations or at the Copenhagen Treaty or whatever else is planned in the future. We all agreed, you see, to cut emissions by blah, 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 blah. So it's almost like they want you to feel sorry for them. They have no option once they've signed it all. That's how it, psychologically, it takes the heat off them. And it tends to work with the public, too. There's nothing written in stone, although they want you to think that. Any treaty that's ever been made, any law that's ever been made, can be torn up just like that, regardless of all the rubbish they give us. Oh, it would take years to undo, years to unravel. Utter rot. All you do is you get a good wood stove and you tear it all up and you throw it in the fire and it's gone. And then you put other laws in to replace them. That's what you do. It's amazing how we go along with these rules and regulations, and then the leaders of different countries, I hate even calling them leaders because they're just front actors. They turn around and say, well, the US has demanded and the people of Britain have demanded. We demand nothing at the bottom, nothing at all. It's just a pantomime for the public. Back with more after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about revolutions, and we have one revolution after another, but really they're all preset long ago in sequence how they would work. And Lenin talked about it, about services becoming authorities eventually. And we're at that stage now, and every service, even police services, are now authorities, they're now called enforcers. But really, they're supposed to be a service because they receive money from the taxpayer. They're supposed to serve the taxpayer. But we've forgotten that, you see. We've been trained to forget that, in fact. And so have the cops themselves been trained to forget that. And they get into the role of enforcing and bringing in cash through tickets and so on for governments. That's what they really do, is bring in cash through handing tickets out all the time. And there's always more laws put on the books every day for them to hand tickets out about. But this Green Revolution that we're going through now is the final part, because out of the Green Revolution and all this farcical nonsense that it talks about and all its farcical excuses that it uses will change society completely, right down to what you eat. There will be no meat eventually. That's to be phased out completely, because those who designed this system a long, long time ago said that they would cut out meat altogether. It's much easier handling a population, making them by studying different cultures and what really worked for a long time. Well, the Brahmins of India have lorded over the peasants for thousands of years by pushing vegetarianism. And you make sure then you restrict what they've given access to in that diet. And you end up with people who can work. They can't think too clearly or well. They certainly don't think about rebelling. And neither would have the energy to do it successfully. So So vegetarianism is part of the deal, and all you will have eventually are the modified, genetically modified vegetables by Big Monsanto, but laced with all this pesticide. So it will fulfill different roles at the same time and reduce the population by poisoning you, basically, and giving you all these cancers, which is already happening. It's been happening for years, in fact. And they know this at the top as well. That's why they don't eat the stuff that they make us eat at the top. And they must also bring down society. Now, you can imagine, we've gone through, supposedly, since 9/11, attacks by terrorists. Now there's terrorists across the whole planet suddenly. We're now under police states, basically, martial law police states across the world. And every country signed the same bills at the same time, meaning they were written up and agreed to many years in advance because governments work very slowly. And then, of course, we had, I think it was the West Nile virus that was going to kill us all. That didn't happen. Then it was the bird flu was going to kill us. That didn't happen. And then it was this present flu and, of course, the financial crash as well that no one saw coming, apparently. And we bailed out the bankers who'd looted all our bank accounts. So here we are in a depression, financial depression, at the end of a phase two where the GATT treaty through the World Trade Organization put all your factories abroad, so you're not productive societies anymore, you're consumer societies. So you don't bring as much money as you used to do, anywhere near what you used to do, because you don't manufacture. They gave it all to China, and therefore we're at the bottom of depression, and we've been cleaned up by the banks. We've all been hit with a massive tab that will claim the firstborns of generations to come to pay off. All okay by your government standards, by the way. That's all okay. While they're spending on the military like crazy and forcing us to fork out cash to save the environment as well. Think about that. Think about that. Would that make any sense to you? Well, you see, it's an agenda. It's nothing to do with reality, the whole climate nonsense. It's an agenda. Here we are going through the cooling period, and they're still pushing global warming. And I said that would happen. I said, I don't care if you're standing up to your neck in snow. They'll keep pushing this global warming until they have it all signed, sealed, and delivered, chiseled in stone. This article here from, again, the Green Watchdog for this newspaper. Every newspaper's got one. That's part of the agenda. It's from the Guardian. It says, Green Home Makeover will cost up to £15,000, says Climate Watchdog Chief. You've got a Climate Watchdog Chief, a farcical title. Climate, a weather watchdog chief. And it says here, this is from the 10th of November 2009. Lord Turner said, more of a whole house approach is required. Another Lord. They always end up, you know, on the right side, don't they? Lord Turner says, more of a whole house approach is required if carbon emission targets are to be met. Then they show you this ridiculous photograph of a house, at the front of a house, it's painted yellow, with the older windows that it's got, and it shows you it's all painted green on the right after the makeover. And the windows at the bottom are at least one-third less the size, smaller windows, to let in less light. They'll say to save heat, of course, but that means you're going to have to burn more electricity to see inside, because it's going to be absolutely dark inside. It's farcical. So the head of Britain's climate change watchdog predicted today that households will need to spend up to £15,000 on a full energy efficiency makeover if the government is to meet its ambitious targets for cutting carbon emissions. This is before they sign the final. It's a done deal, by the way. All these world meetings are just formalities where they have a big, massive meal and slap each other on the back for conning the public. That's all it is. The bureaucrats draft all this stuff up way in advance. So they want you all to now spend masses of money that you don't have, an economy that's gone, to supposedly save energy in your home. By law. By law. And you won't be able to sell your house unless you've done it all. Goodbye, private property. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies, like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about revolutions and how we go through one after another, all directed from the top, of course, to guide us into a new type of society. It's constantly changing. But they knew where they were going to go at the very beginning, before all the different revolutions. We're just at this present one. This is the phase we're going through, this greening revolutions. Everything goes green to save the world that's suddenly, apparently, going to fall out of orbit. And it's all utter rubbish, but that doesn't matter because anything will do to get it going. And propaganda overcomes reason with most people who will not look into any other facts that are out there. In fact, they don't really care too much about facts. They just want to get on board with the majority. That's the problem with the majority. Most folk belong to the majority. And the majority is always managed by a tiny minority. They just don't know it at the bottom. But people like to be the same as everybody else, and they get on board with it. It says here, warning that Britain needs to step up its efforts to reduce greenhouse gases. After picking up all the low-hanging fruit, Adair Turner said radical steps were needed for electricity generation, cars and homes. Now, they're going to sign this agreement. It's a done deal, as I say, at Copenhagen very, very shortly. And if you want to see how much of a hell they can bring in, you just have to wait and see till they publish the whole thing for you. And you're going to find out then. Because it's going to come right down to population control. That's the big one, too. Population control. By law. Forcible. That's coming. Definitely. Vegetarian society. You won't be able to travel very far because cars will be off the road. Agenda 21 at the UN. signed years ago, what this is, will kick right in there, totally, completely. And you'll be stuck in a certain area, basically, without special permits to travel outside of them, because they cannot have people traveling all over the place in a totalitarian world. It doesn't work too well. And since the government's pledged to cut carbon emissions by 34% from their 1990 levels by 2020, but slipped off course during the economic boom earlier this decade. I wonder when that was. When we get the figures for 2008 to 2009, we may look to be on target, but only because we have had a thumping recession. They don't really call it a depression. They call it recessions, you see. Lord Turner said, there's a danger of the government saying, look, we're back on target. We were back on target for the worst possible reason. He said that the UK had made pretty rapid progress on cutting emissions during the dash for gas in the 1990s, but had not maintained the progress during this decade. So tough decisions were now needed, he says. It's just amazing. You put these characters in a role, and they all love role-playing. And they can move them around from area to area. They can be a ministry for the environment one year, and ministry for welfare the next year, and ministry for something else the next year. And they're sudden experts, you see, because they read their lines very well. What am I today, boss? And you're going to be the Minister for Environment. Okay. And they hand this little prescripted stuff to read. This is how it works in every country. It's all a farce. We're living through a script. The whole planet's living through scripts all the time. And they don't know it. They haven't a clue. Very, very few people ever live in reality. If you do, you better be a very good actor, because the rest will turn on you when you come up with odd statements, odd to them, that is. He's weird. He thinks. And you mean an awful lot of trouble. And we always take the farces too, like as I was mentioned the other day about soldiers and wars and how they love the propaganda. It's good enough for them. And young guys really, they're too immature to think too deeply about things. They certainly don't think about death for themselves, that is. It's impossible when you're young. You're going to live forever. In fact, you're never going to get old. That's how young people think. That's why they hire young people to go into the military. Older folk generally have a bit more sense. ExxonMobil led consortium the Nets, the supergiant Iraq oil fields. Now, if you remember back in the Iraq pounding, the so-called policing effort, where they were at war with Iraq, and people said at the time, oh, they're going to go for the oil, and that. They said, no, it's really to get a bad man out of the way, and all that nonsense. But remember, they bombed all the refineries, and it was in American newspapers at the time that, from statements by the Air Force, that they were told to bomb the refineries. And the reason apparently was that they were old and antiquated, not very efficient. And the idea was that after the war, the American taxpayer would fund the building of new refineries. Well, it's all been done now, you see, thanks to the taxpayer as always. And now that they're handing it out, the spoils of war, out to their pals. So ExxonMobil led consortium Nets supergiant Iraq oil fields. And this is from the Daily Star, Friday, November the 6th. It says, the consortium has beaten rival Russian, French, and Chinese groups to bag initial rights to develop Iraq's West Qurna field, the oil ministry said, adding momentum to Iraq's bid to unlock its oil riches. With reserves of 8.7 billion barrels, West Qurna is amongst the prized Iraqi fields eyed by Western oil majors as they face flat or lower output at home and stiff competition from Chinese and Indian oil companies in bidding for oil fields elsewhere. The consortium led by ExxonMobil, which includes Shell, won the contract to develop West Qurna Phase 1 oil field, oil ministry spokesman Asim Jihad said. Initial deal was signed in Baghdad on Thursday, but needs cabinet approval before it can be finalized. The 20-year contract is part of a raft of deals. I love how they say it, it's floating. It's a raft of deals Iraq is close to formalizing in a bid to catapult itself to the world's largest third oil producer after decades of war and economic decline. So they're going to continue to loot those countries. They're not going to get profit in Iraq. But what changes, eh? Since there's no guarantee that Iraq's next government to be elected in January will honor the deals, well, it will be. It's the same puppet government as it put in before. But it injects optimism into prospects for Iraq's battered oil sector and a second oil bid round in December after a lackluster June auction. So ExxonMobil partnering Royal Dutch Shell beat Russia's Lukoil, which had teamed up with U.S. oil major ConocoPhillips and two other groups led by France's Total and China's CNPC. So there you go. That's the spoils of war, you see. So it's geopolitical and it's also economic. I remember the movie years ago with Robert Redford. I think it was Day of the Condor, it was called. And the whole movie at that time, done back in the late 60s, maybe early 70s, was about these war games ongoing all the time with the CIA on having to eventually go into the Middle East by force under different guises to grab oil for themselves for the future. And here we are living through it. Quite something. Quite something. But what changes, eh? What changes? And I can remember Maggie Thatcher talking about in her World Order, New World Order series, lecture series, that she spoke at Massey Hall in Toronto. That was a whole 10 years before they eventually went into Iraq the second time. And she said the next war will be on religious fundamentalism. At that time, no one understood it. They said, well, what is she talking about? Is she going to go after Mennonites or something? Or what is this? But we know today what it is, because they definitely are stamping out the last vestiges of religions, especially those that try whose religion happens to be their culture, such as the Islamics. But it's a very selective, it's a very selective war, isn't it, on fundamentalism. This article here is from the Israeli newspaper. It's called the Haaretz, and it's from the 10th to 18th, this is, or I think here, 2009, 9th to 11th, 2009. West Bank Rabbi has given a book out now. He's written a book. And it says in it, Jews can kill Gentiles who threaten Israel. Listen to this fundamentalism here. Just weeks after the arrest of alleged Jewish terrorist Yaakov Tital, a West Bank rabbi on Monday released a book giving Jews permission to kill Gentiles who threaten Israel. Rabbi Yitzhak Shapiro, who heads the old Yosef Chai Yeshiva and the Yitzhar settlement, wrote in his book, The King's Torah, that even babies and children can be killed if they pose a threat to the nation. You can understand when you're brought up with the Talmud and you believe in it, why they do things like Gaza, because they're also getting rid of generations to grow up who aren't yet a threat, but they're going to be possibly a threat. See? Shapiro based the majority of his teachings on passages quoted from the Bible, to which he adds his opinions and beliefs. He says it's permissible to kill the righteous among nations, even if they are not responsible for the threatening situation. He wrote, adding, if we kill a Gentile who has sinned or has violated one of the seven commandments, what they mean by that is the Noahide laws. That the Gentiles are supposed to follow. Seven Noahide laws. If they break any of them, they're supposed to be killed. And Ronald Reagan signed that into law for the U.S., by the way. Look it up in Wikipedia. It says here, if we kill a Gentile who has sinned or has violated one of the seven commandments, because we care about the commandments, there's nothing wrong with the murder. Several prominent rabbis, including Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, have recommended the book to their students and followers. And then it goes on to give related articles, cases of Jewish terrorist Yaakov Tital and Meir Amshalom bear striking resemblances. These are terrorists within Israel itself. They're killing Arabs by getting on buses and shooting them down, stuff like that. So I guess the war on fundamentalism is a very selective war when this can be printed here. And people can publish books on killing Gentiles and their children. And the world will be silent, as everyone knows. The world will be silent on this, as always. I had no problem looking at Saddam Hussein when we're told to look at, oh, he's a bad man. Let's get rid of Saddam Hussein. And that's what George Bush said during the inquest on the war in Iraq. After it was all done, he says, I didn't say that he was responsible for 9/11, which was a lie. They showed you clips on TV after that response to show him saying it over and over and over again. He said, I just said that Saddam Hussein was a bad man and the world was better off without him. That's good enough for the public, though. And when the public are told to go off and fight another war somewhere else, they'll fall for the next spiel of propaganda. Quite willingly, too. And because it's always over there, isn't it? Do you know, it's that almost all the news you get is somewhere else. Somewhere so far out of your ken that it's almost like a battle's on a planet outside the universe somewhere that you probably will never visit, so it doesn't affect you. And that's how most of the news now is today, isn't it? Because it's all international news. Meanwhile, you'll never know what's going on in your own area. What's really going on in your own area? It's a great trick too, isn't it? You know, there are provinces in Canada, they don't know what's happening in the next province or across Canada in different provinces. Same in the States. Another trick. But we can hear what's happening to certain women and tribes in Africa. Can't we? Boy, what a world. Now, part of the socialist program is to kill off the useless leaders. Because according to the bankers in their books on efficiency, everything must add up properly generation after generation. So many live, so many die, blah, blah. So many produce, you know. They're killing off the elderly under many guises. And you got to stop listening to excuses for something when it continues and use your common sense. Those who give you your realities depend on the fact that you'll accept the excuses given. Everything's a blunder, it's a mistake, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, it will continue and continue, whatever particular area it happens to be in. But here's something here, and it falls right in with the definition of the United Nations good world citizen, where it says that good world citizen is a producer and consumer. People who are then elderly are no longer producing. They're just consuming. That's a bad thing in today's world order. Because you're using up the resources of the system, you see. The profits, in other words. And this article here is from the BBC. It's from 12th of November, dementia drug use is killing many. Now remember, when you end up in an elderly place, you're automatically going to be classified as dementia anyway, because you're old. Being old today has got bad connotation. When they brought in this whole socialist agenda, and definitely, really about 1960 or so, in the movies that turned out since then, it's all about young people. And now it's so ridiculous that things like CSI on TV and stuff, and different things about hospitals, these dramas, and some of the people are about 20 years old in it. To make you think that these are the ones who are active and doing and intelligent, making all the right decisions, is a reversal of reality. Total reversal. It's so ridiculous now that people are terrified of aging. Prior to that, people who are elderly were looked up to and respected. And you would go to them to get some wisdom to do with problems that you'd have in your own life. You don't get that anymore. And they knew too, when they would destroy the family unit, which they would have successfully done, that eventually, if there's no family, then who's going to take care of the elderly? So they created these old folks' homes, or terminal places, as I call them, exit places. That's what they really are. And once again, it would start off as a service. Police services, now enforcers. You've got healthcare service, now it's an authority. And these elderly services that again come in to be under an authority. Well, we can't let them stay at home like that. Good God, they've got a sink full of dishes, they're all dirty, and they just leave them. Well, by God, I was doing the same thing when I was 20. Anyway, getting back to what I'm saying. It says dementia drug use is killing many. It says 180,000 patients a year are given the drugs in care homes. This is in the UK, but it's happening everywhere. It's happening in the States before the UK. Hospitals and their own homes to manage aggression, they're calling it. But the expert review, again, experts, they don't have to do names anymore, just experts. The expert review commissioned by ministers, that's politicians, said the treatment was unnecessary in nearly 150,000 cases and was linked to 1,800 deaths. The government in England has agreed to take steps to reduce the use of drugs. It includes better access to other types of therapy, such as counselling. You can't live your life to the end anymore without all these professional managers coming in and telling you what to do. If you get agitated, just drug you to death. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I've got the phones now, and we'll talk to Maggie from Texas. See you there, Maggie.
Alan, hello. I did not catch what it was you said that Ronald Reagan signed into law. It was in the context of a book that some Israeli rabbi has written.
This book was written just recently, but they mentioned this, the seven laws that Gentiles are to follow. And most Gentiles don't know it, but when Ronald Reagan was in, he signed the seven Noahite laws, Noah.
He signed them?
Into law for all U.S. citizens.
For all U.S. citizens and not just Christians, is that correct?
That's all U.S. citizens, yeah.
Okay, where do we find them? How is it spelled?
You can. It's Noah Hyde. I think it's N-O-A-H-I-D-E.
H-I-D-E.
If you do a search on Wiki, they'll give you the details and Ronald Reagan and all the links you can check up for yourself.
Yeah.
And you can also check up, do a search for them in the newspaper columns and Google, and
okay.
they'll go back and do the, yeah.
Yeah,
it
sounds like a completely illegal act.
Well, it was actually approved by Congress.
Really?
Yeah.
And nobody heard about it?
Well, didn't.
Well, of course not. Yeah, okay, stupid question. Okay, thank you, Alan.
Bye now. Yeah, the important things are never mentioned by Congress. Now, there's Ray from Wyoming there. Yeah, there, Ray.
Hello, Alan. This lady is so, you know, baffled by this law that you were just talking about with her.
Yeah.
If the Americans actually, or U.S. citizens, mm-hmm. actually knew what laws they were subject to,
mm-hmm.
they would be up in arms tomorrow.
It actually says in Noahide laws, if you break the law, they can cut your head off.
Oh, yeah.
That was passed by the Congress.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't doubt it. But, I mean, there are so many things that we as a country have been subjected to that if the normal yeah. citizenry knew it, they would just revolt.
I know. And you know something? It's so endless. It's scroll upon scroll. It's like toilet paper. You know, I'm saying law after law after law, reels and reels of it that you just don't hear until they're implemented.
Years ago, when I first started reading some of the UN documents that we adhered to and that were proposed, and which many of them now are law,
yeah.
are law that we're subjected to, it was so unbelievable that you couldn't fathom it.
Yes.
But see, the law has passed, but they haven't enforced it.
Mm-hmm.
But it exists, and that's
yeah.
what people don't understand.
Yep.
We basically have legislated our country out of existence.
You're quite right. You're quite right. And when they signed the treaty, in fact, in California, in San Francisco in 1946, I think it was, every country that signed on to it knew darned well it was for global government. And they signed away their sovereignty right there and then and agreed to sign every treaty the UN would put forth from then on. They agreed to all of that, absolutely. And it was to end national sovereignty. Yeah.
Well, I used to be listening to Alan Stang, and basically I was first made aware of him, you know, through the Birch Society. And, you know, some of the things that he brought up was like enforce the peace. How do you enforce the peace?
Yes.
You know, and all these things have come to be, and people do not believe it. I mean, we're going to perish inch by inch. Was that T.S. Eliot that said that?
Yes. We are. We're also the straw men. We go with a whimper, not with a bang.
Yeah.
That's correct,
yeah.
too. Yeah. And
continually assault us with these laws. There's got to be these NGOs that are sitting back there that just come up with one after another after
yeah.
another. I mean, and you get one little victory and you think you've accomplished something, but you haven't accomplished anything because they've taken an end around it anyway.
They have it. When you hear of one thing, they have 10 other similar things on the go with different names, so you're quite correct. And the NGOs are just the fronts for the big foundations.
Right. They must be doing the thinking.
Thanks for calling. That's the end of the show and the music's playing. So from Hamish myself, it's from Interior Canada, it's good night, may your God's go with you.
With recent internet